Okay, bist du schon drin? Okay, this is Hilchos Shreinim, Perek Aleph. Hilchos Shreinim deals, actually, the Rambam lays out exactly what Hilchos Shreinim deals with in the Koseres, because there's no technical deraisa mitzvos here. He says in the Hakdama and his Koseres, Hilchos Shreinim. In an Eilu Halachas Leida Din Chilok HaKarkos Ben Shutfin. So the first area of information is how to divide up land among partners. Also, how to prevent damage happening to anyone's properties, including up to their borders. The Din Bala Meitzar, as well as the advantages or rights that a person has up to the border area between the two properties. Okay, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Aleph, Chatzisadeo, Oshnayim Shekhanum Echat Sadeh, Oshayorshu, Oshanasulhem Matana, Oshehziku Bam in Hefker, O Nixeher. So if you use the term partner before, partnership, you've seen this many times. What is a partnership? So one situation is a person who purchases half the field from someone else, half of the field from someone else, or two people who purchase one field, or inheritors, or someone who gives something as a field given to two people as a gift, or they two people took possession of something that had no owner, or the property belonging to a convert who passes away without any children. Kol shodavar kol sheish benhem shutvus b'karka uvikish echamen min shutzen lechalak litol chalko levado. Okay, so in all these situations which are considered partnerships in real estate and property, if one of the partners wants to divide the property up and take one of his own portions, take his own portion, imesh be'osa karka din chaluka. Now, if the property is large enough that it could be divided, which we'll see what that is later on, kofesh shar shutven b'chol kenimo, then we force the other all the other partners to divide it up. Meaning, if they both co-own a property and one of the partners wants to now take a part of it for himself, they are forced to divide the property. V'im ba din chaluka, if the field or the property can't be divided up, ein echaven yachol lachlok v'schaver lachlok, you can't force one of the people to do it. The partners v'chena din metalton applies to movable property as well. V'ed v'amor, and when this is applied, she'ein echad mehen makir eschalko makom she'ein shutfen ba. Right, so this only applies in a situation where neither of the people recognize any specific part of the property they share as their own. Rather, they both use it equally. If each one recognizes a part of the property as his own, even if the field can't be divided, then we force each person to divide the property up based on the request of one of the partners. Now, one of the partners says to the other partner, in a situation where the property is not large enough to be divided up, oh, or something that can't be divided up, like a maidservant, or let's say a cup. So he could say, if one of the partners tells one of the others, sell me this, your portion of this, or buy my portion for the thing. So he's got rights for this. Hadin imo, the kovenes and nitra, we force, what do you call it, the other partner to sell or to meet his demands. But if the other partner does not desire to purchase the partner's share or does not have the means to do so, then we can't force him to purchase it, even if at a cheaper price. Because if the partner can tell him, I don't want to buy it, I actually want to sell. Therefore, Shnei Achen. Okay, so let's say in the following case, you have two brothers, one is poor, one is rich. And let's say their father left them as an inheritance, a shvitz, or let's say a press for like olives or wine. Of lamo. Right. So if the what do you call it, if the father made these this the put into the deal giving this inheritance the purpose of hiring, meaning that's what he did it for, then the two have to share the rent equally as long as they remain partners. A son of Atzma, but if he did this for his own personal reasons, right? One brother can't force the other to rent it out. Rather, they have to use it the way that their father did. And that's what the rich brother can tell the poor one. He can tell him, buy olives, crush them, and make olive oil, right? Or purchase servants, and we're going to use them to work in the shvitz. However, the poor person can't force the rich person to compel him to purchase his portion. Sorry, I lost the spot here. Elaim ken amarlo k'nei meni yomacholi. Right, unless he said to him, "Purchase it from me or sell it." V'ani lova v'kones mocher lacherim v'kone adam adin ima. So that would be a case where he says, I will borrow from others and I'll purchase it or sell it, and then they will purchase it. And then he makes a statement, then the law backs him up. Amar kol echamahem eino koneh. Let's say each one of the brothers says, I don't want to purchase. El harini mocher. Rather, what do you call it? I want to sell what I own. Chalki. Mocher nosel acherin. They can sell to others. Amar kol echamahem. If each one of the brothers says, eini mocher, ela kol echamahem rotze, sheyikneh chelek chaveiro. Right? Let's say they say, I will not sell, but instead they want to purchase the other person's brother's portion. O sheyikneh chelek rotze, lo lechneh chelek lo limkor chelek. Or one of the brothers doesn't want to either purchase the chelek of his brother or sell that portion. Begof, rather, you just want to remain partners. So what do they do? It's a situation where neither one wants to budge. So if the place is normally able to rent it out, that they rent it out and split the rent. But if it's not made for that, if it's a courtyard, so they should live in it year to year. Because both can't live together. Because there's something called damage through privacy, which we'll get to later on what that is. Bad din chalukah, because there's no mechanism to divide it up. Vein adam kol lift those shana. And we don't really what do you call it? Make a person rotate out every 30 days, because that's really difficult to do. Rather, it's year to year of use of the chatzah. V'merchatzu, if it's a bathhouse, both of them are allowed to enter anytime they want during the day. Any other thing that's made to use on a constant basis, that's not made for renting, could go merchatz, meitzah, sefer Torah. Again, like the bathhouse or mat or bed or sefer Torah. So one partner can't tell the other, I'm going to use it today, use it tomorrow. Because he can say to him, I want to use it every single day. Doesn't matter if a person rents from another person part of a courtyard, or a field that's not able to be divided, right? Or two people who rent their property together as partners. Each one can force the other and say, either rent out my portion or rent to me your portion. And if the property can be divided up, then we divide up the property. Now, this business about property being large enough to be divided, what does this mean? So it means if we're divided between the partners, even the partner with the smallest amount in such a situation would receive enough of the property that it would be big enough that what do you call it? People would still call it by the name of that property. Aval meaning field. But if the name is that is used to refer what do you call it to the let's say field is not referring to that little portion for the partner, then it's not considered the property that's divided. So what does this mean? Ketzav. Kol chatzah shema aramos in a kriya chatzah. Any courtyard that's less than 4 by 4 amos is not called a courtyard. Kol sada shema kadein zriyas tisha kama in a kriya sada. A field that can't plant 9 kama is not called a field. Kol gina shema kadein zriyas chatzi kav in a kriya gina. A garden is not called a garden unless it can plant a half a kav. Kol pardes shema kadein zriyas shlosha kama in a kriya pardes. An orchard needs to be able to plant 3 kava to be called an orchard. The viga athia for ain chokin is a chatzah achi arba amos kol echad echam in a shutman. That's why you cannot divide a courtyard up until each partner gets 4 by 4 for themselves. Below as a sada she yabak kadesh yas tisha kavin, so too with the field by nine kav. Below as a gina she yabak chati kav b'chol chavah, so too by the garden. Each partner has to have a half a kav. Below as a partis she yabak beis shlosha kav b'chol echad, and so too when it comes to the orchard. Now this all applies when Dvar Morin b'Eretz Yisrael, v'chiyotzeba. Aval b'vavav v'chiyotzeba, when it comes outside of Eretz Yisrael, and b'vavav, for instance, ein chol kenes sada at she yabak kadesh harishas yom, lezeh v'charishas mazeh. So a field can't divide it unless each of the partners can have enough, a portion large enough that they could plow it all in one day. And when it comes to, orchard only if each partner would get 36 trees, that's enough work to be done in a day. And then when it comes to field that you would water with, let's say, a watering pitcher, it's large enough that each of the partners has that one workman could spend the entire day watering that portion of the field. Finally, look, hey, ain't holding us a trackland, los a moron, los a shuvach, los a base abad, los a merchats, los a talis. So we don't divide up things like a hall, a big building, a birdhouse, an olive press, a bathhouse, or even a garment, okay? Unless each portion has enough that's considered to be useful for each partner. So if you divide up the merchats, it's got to be like, from one large merachat to two smaller bathhouses. So do the birdhouse. For all things. But let's say they can't split it up. So they assess the value. One partner says the other. Either sell to me or the portion or buy from me. Let's say the thing is not able to be divided up evenly. One person says the other. I'll take the smaller part. I know they're not equal. You take the bigger part. We don't listen to them. Because what he's really saying is that, I don't want to receive this gift. Since it can't be split up evenly, therefore we financially assess it. That ends Parak Aleph, and we will continue with Parak Beis next time.